Do You Want to Know a Secret? By Mary Jane Clark, read by Beth Fowler.
May. Prologue. He turned the key in the lock beneath the shiny brass door knocker and let himself into the townhouse, a triumphant smile on his face. He had made it all by himself. Daddy will be so happy, he thought. He stood for a while in the hallway and tried to collect himself, as he had been trained to do. He was excited from the trip. Calm down, calm down. The grandfather clock ticked loudly to his ears. The car horns blowing out on the street outside sounded angry. The phone was ringing over and over again, but he made no move to answer it. He felt his arms begin to move up and down in a strange rhythmic pattern. He squeezed his hands into tight fists, trying to concentrate, trying to organize himself. Slowly, he could feel himself calming. Good. A worried feeling came over him. Would Mom be happy that he had made the trip by himself? She always wanted to know where he was. She might not like what he had done. He slowly made his way upstairs toward Dad's library. He called out for Millie, Dad's housekeeper. No one answered. At first, he did not see the man sitting in the corner of the library. He unzipped his jacket and took it off, dropping it on the couch. He walked over to the huge window and looked over at Central Park. When Dad came home, they would play one of their favorite games, identifying the special places in the park. Landmarks, Dad called them. He smiled in anticipation. He slowly turned from the window. It was then that he saw his father in the chair. Dad?